Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf pei hey. We're starting on the last line of pei dalid omid beis. As you remember, we learned yesterday the tail end of the daf that Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, and Rebbe were contemporaries, and that Rebbe felt bad that Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon was recognized as a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and that he, Rebbe, was not recognized on that same level as Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon. And he felt bad, and he went to his father, Reb Shimon Gamliel. He said to Reb Shimon Gamliel, how come Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon is so great, and I'm so... So Reb Shimon Gamliel says, it has nothing to do with you. The reason why he is so great, because he's an Ari, Ben Ari. He is a lion, the son of a lion. The father of Reb Shimon was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Another couple of days, as we know, is the Hilula on Lag BaOmer. He was so great, and therefore his father was great, and therefore he grew up in such a household that he was great. However, you, Rebbe, unfortunate for you, you grew up in my household, that of Reb Shimon Gamliel, and yet therefore you are an Ari Ben Shua, or the lion, the son of a fox. Not on the same madrega as a lion, the son of a lion. So it's really not your fault. It's really because of me. The Ben Yoyodo, or some of the other Mepharshim say, that what he was really doing was he was telling him, you're even greater than Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. Because Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, to a certain extent, it was part of his DNA, growing up in the household of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So for him it was kind of easy. You lived in my home, and my home was not on that same madrig of Kedusha, Tahara, Torah, etc. And nevertheless, you grew up to be the great Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So in that sense, you're even greater than Reb Lozer v'Reb Shimon. Anyway, because Reb Shimon Gamliel referred to himself as the Shu'ol, behind the Omer Rebbe, that's why Rebbe had the expression, he would say, Shloisha an v'desonin hein. There are three anovim, three people of great modesty in this world. The Elohim, who are those three? Abba, my father, Shimon Gamliel, that said about himself that he's a Shua. U B'nei Beseira, and the B'nei Beseira, and Yonis and Mincho. So what is special about all of these three? So Shimon Gamliel HaDemar, we already said. He said about himself, and Ari Ben Yu, my son, you and Ari Ben Shua. So we see already his modesty. What's the Maisa in B'nei Beseira? Yomamar, Hishivu, Beroish Uminuhu Lenosi Aleh. This is a famous story in Masechtas Pesachim, where it says over there that Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. I don't have to tell you that even today, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, it's a rare occurrence, and everybody goes nuts. What am I going to do? Chometz, matzah, what? I got some Maisa. For those of you that don't recall what the problems are, among other things, since one has to have three seudos in Shabbos, and since you're now allowed to go and eat matzah the entire day, we're knowing not to eat matzah already from the Chodesh, many already from Purim, so you have to wash therefore on chametz. Chametz and Erev Pesach, you have to do beer chametz, you can't burn the chametz, what are you going to do with it? Oh, so it has all of these halachic issues. The halachic issue that the Gemara deals with in Masechtas Pesachim was even of greater moment, if you will. The question was, do we go and shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos? On the one hand, Korban Pesach is ganz klal Yisrael. But on the other hand, it's Yechidim that are bringing the Korban Pesach. It's not the Tzibur that's bringing one Korban Pesach for everybody. And so the question is, can you go and shecht it on Shabbos, Shechol Boi Erev Pesach? And they asked the Bnei Beseira, and they said, it's a good question. And they looked through all the Tshuvas Svarim, and the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Tshuvas Reb Akiva Eiger, Tshuvas Leiter Yehuda, and they couldn't find a clear answer. And then someone told them, by the way, there's a great going that has arrived from Babel. Who is that? That's Hillel. Let's ask Hillel. Hillel said, of course we go and shech the Korban Pesach. And then there was a follow-up question. I know everybody's all nervous. I know. Don't get carried away. And the question is, how are we going to go and carry this sack in on Shabbos? He said, you should go and put it into the hairs of the animal. In fact, that's what they did. The fur, the wool, the hair. So, Baruch Hashem, everybody remembers the sack in on. Good. Bottom line is, as a result of his tremendous chokhmah, the B'nai Beseira, who at that point had been the Nesiim in Eretz Yisrael, abdicated, and they all resigned, and they said, Hillel, you deserve to be the new Nasi in Klal Yisrael. And it wasn't only Hillel, but afterwards all his future generations, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, all our children, Einiklach, Ir Einiklach, etc., of Hillel. So therefore it shows that B'nai B'Seder, they took upon themselves, this. They were obviously very modest and humble individuals, that they're willing to give away the Ganze Nesias, the Ganze Malchus to Hillel. What's the story of Yonasan ben Shaul, the Ka'amalei the David? He said to David HaMelech, "Ve'ata timloich al Yisrael, you're going to be the next Melech." As you know, Shaul HaMelech was king at that time. And Yonasan, who was a good friend of David, said to David HaMelech, who was not the Melech yet, "Ata timloich al Yisrael, you're going to be the next Melech. V'ani e'yelechol mishnah, I'm going to be like the Mishnah HaMelech. I'll be subservient to you." And so therefore that showing tremendous humility. After all, he could say, "I'm the heir apparent to the throne. My father is the king." And he's willing to abdicate and gave the whole Malchus to David HaMelech. So that's what the explanation of these three great Anovim, these three great humble individuals. But for Eiti Yomara, Memeila Reb Shimon Gamliel, that's beautiful, and he said to his son, "I'm like a shul in the face of both you, you're the great Ari, as well as in the face of Reb Shimon Bayichoy, the brother of Shimon." But the other two, Frank Dimara, me my Dilma Yonasan ben Shaul, the Chaza de Gorer Alma Basar David. Maybe Yonasan ben Shaul is being very practical, or as they say today, pragmatic. He saw that his days of being Melech not only are numbered, but are zero, because he saw that the populace was following David HaMelech, Chaza de Gorer Alma Basar David. Every one of David HaMelech's campaign rallies, there were hundreds of thousands of people. And when Yonasan called the rally, there was only barely a minion. So he saw that David HaMelech is going to be the next king. And therefore, he's being practical and saying, "You're going to be the king, and I'm Yet Shem, I'll help you out." But they said, "Now the Chazu Lehil, the other Minay." They saw concrete evidence. They didn't know the Psak, and Hill did know the Psak. And Rashi continues on that they were concerned that there's going to be many other occasions in the future where people are going to ask them halach and they won't know. Look in the second line of Rashi, the Chaz Lehil, the Arab Minayu, v'halacha shehoyu nish'olis mehenu beis medrash, the halachas that were asked to them, ne'lomis mehen. They were forgetful, they didn't know the halacha, u'boishim medavar, and they were embarrassed. So therefore they said, "Hill, you take over." Not because they're being humble and being modest, but because they realize if they're going to continue as Nasiim, and people are going to continue asking them Shailas, and they won't know, it'll be Bizyonis. And therefore, says Yimara, he was certainly a real, real Anav, of the three, concrete proof. He said, "I'm sure he didn't have to do that." Masha'en came, the other two may have been more for practical reasons rather than Anivus reasons, so it's not such crystal clear.
He would have been Mishera. Was that part of the Mishera?
I think he was from that Mishpacha. There's all men of the Yudim, so you also have Rabbi Yeshua ben Mishera. So I think they were all from the B'nai Mishera. But since we're talking about modesty, so my father, Zichron Avrucha, always used to tell the story that after the Second World War, Churchill was running again for Prime Minister against a figure who was not very well known.
Attlee?
Yes, Attlee. What was his first name?
Clement Attlee.
Clement Attlee. Good.
So sheep in sheep's clothing, he called him.
Very anti-Israel.
Anyway, so he was, well, one time he was interviewed, that is, Churchill was interviewed, and said to Churchill, "You know, your adversary, Mr. Attlee, is a very modest individual." Of course, suggesting that Churchill was a very pompous individual. But he didn't want to say that directly. He was a little bit...
underhand.
No, he was trying to say...
Indirect.
He was trying to say in a very polite way, he happens to be a modest individual, and suggesting, but maybe you're not. So Churchill responded and said, "Yes, it's true, Sir Attlee is a modest individual, and he has much to be modest about." In other words, he has never accomplished anything in life, so he has every reason to be modest.
If I can ask, kind of
a story
from
my father,
Bronsky.
Yeah, let's hear.
Modesty.
Yeah.
She can say over to the other one.
No, let's hear.
Mr. Rebbe used to stay over on Kamati. The story that Chasam Bronsky was a noted chief rabbi of London.
Later he is in Yerushalayim.
Whole controversy with Shkita in London, which he put in his opinion against those other individuals, and he's called before the governing figures.
Mm-hmm.
Prime Minister or a judge? The judge claims himself how he has the audacity to challenge the other unions or shalotim, other rabbis. So he said that the judge asked him, but I know you're a great scholar, but isn't modesty also a very big virtue? What's your modesty? So he answered back, I must confess that I must say the truth. I'm under oath now, must say the full truth. Even though I am modest, I have to double say better things.
And he said it very beautifully, but just to enhance what you just said, there was a story where Chasam Abramsky, as you said, was the chief, like the chief rabbi in London at the time, and there was a shoychit who was not doing a good job. So Chasam Abramsky fired him. And what does a shoychit do? He knew if he's going to go to Bezdin, he's going to lose, hands down. So he took him to court. So he went in front of the judge, and the judge said, you know, what's this case all about? And they explained that this shoychit had been dismissed from his job because the rabbi said he's no good. Fine. So Reb Chasam Abramsky then was put on the witness stand, and he asked him a number of questions, and Reb Chasam Abramsky explained to him that based on Shulchan Aruch, the way he's doing the shechita, he just doesn't know what he's doing, and therefore he's disqualified. So the judge said to him, you know, this seems to be a matter that's really beyond my jurisdiction, because this is not a matter of English law, this is a matter of Jewish law, religious law. You know, what we really have to do is, we have to bring a rabbinical expert here to this courtroom to go and ask him, what is the law? Is he qualified as a shochet? Is he not qualified as a shochet? So the Reb Chasam Abramsky looked at the judge and said, I happen to be the supreme halachic authority here in this country. So then the judge said to him, Rabbi, this may be, but where is your modesty that you're saying you're the chief halachic authority? He said, Your Honor, before I got to the witness stand, I was under oath that everything I say is truth, but nothing but the truth, so help me God, I am therefore sworn to go and say the truth, and the truth is that I am the supreme halachic authority here in London. Right, Nandi?
How was the case adjudicated?
I don't know what the end of the story was, but that's everybody knows that are familiar with the story, know that he said, I am the supreme, but I'm under oath. And therefore, you told me I have to say the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The truth is that I happen to be the greatest authority here in London at this time.
The Cohen brothers had problems here.
Shechet
Sinyan.
All the rabbis. Look at Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, RJJ. He had
to tell them. Right, there was a tremendous was a strike. The women didn't buy meat.
And then Chicago, you had the one that wrote a pirish on the Yerushalmi, the Ridvaz. He had the same problem. Ridvaz. He eventually was a tremendous goyin. He was in Chicago. Ridvaz. That was Rosh Tavis or something. Maybe Ben Zimra or something. I don't remember. Anyway, he was run out of town and he moved to Eretz Israel as well because he couldn't deal with the Shalmi. They all threatened to kill him and all the rest.
Wow.
When Avadi Yosef was in Egypt, was in Cairo, you had a shochet that tried to go and kill him because he disqualified. This is a problem. Anyway, but back to Argumar. On the second wide line, Omer Rebbe, Chaviv in Yisurim. So now Rebbe saw from the story of Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, remember Reb Lazar Reb Shimon took upon himself Yisurim, and every single night he would go and say, Achai v'reyai bo'u, kumt, mein guter Freund, come, my friend, the Yisurim. So Rebbe saw Chaviv in Yisurim, that Yisurim are good in the sense that they are mechaper on a person's aveirois, and that's why Reb Lazar Reb Shimon is so much greater than he, than Rebbe. So then he said, Kibbal alei, I also take upon myself Yisurim. And for place of Shni for 13 years, he had Yisurim shis b'tzmirta, six with tzmirta b'sheva b'tzifarna. What a tzmirta and tzifarna? So Rashi says, tzmirta is even shibamokin k'tanim. that's a stone in the urinary, similar, but it's a stone in the urinary tract. And that is extremely, extremely painful, because when the person wants to urinate, he can't, because the stone is an obstruction. Exactly right. Mesheva b'tzafana. Tzafana, says Rashi, is a chuli shebetoich ha'peh, and the art scroll said that that is thrush. So with 7 years of one and 6 years of the other, the Amrilan, others say the other way around, it wasn't 6 plus 7, but it was 7 plus 6. Shiva Bitzmirta, 7 years he suffered from that stone nebuch in the urinary tract, the Shiz Bitzaparna, and 6 years of thrush. So now, it was so painful that Nebuch Rebbe often had to scream out aloud, he couldn't take the pain. So Mora tells us a story. Ahurayre Debe Rebbe. Ahurayre means the stable keeper. Rashi calls it the Shomer Susim, the person that was in charge of taking care of his horses. Hava Osir, he was richer Mishover Malka than the king Shover, who was the king of Paras. The question is, how did he become so rich? So if you look at the Toises, we're going to learn all the Toises and on the Amud, the top Toises here. Hava Osir Mishover Malka, he was richer than Shover Amalek. Pirish, Mizevel Behemoisav Shol Rebbe. Rebbe had so many behemoths, and those behemoths produced so much dung. From all of the dung together, he was able to go and sell it for fertilizer, and he made a mint. The Ashkenam Breches Rabba, Zevu Bei Moisef Shal Yitzchak, the Kasva, it was a Hobbish of Abi Melech. From times of Yitzchak and Abi Melech, people said the Zevel of Yitzchak is worth more, it's richer in a sense, than the Kesef and Zev of Abi Melech. So you can become rich on anything, even on manure, even on dung. Anyway, so he was a rich individual. The reason why we bring this to our attention is because we want to talk about how many susim were under his domain, under his jurisdiction. So it says, Karhava Romi Kisisa Lechiyusa, when he would go and feed them, Kisisa, says Rashi, means mispo, which means cattle fodder. So he would give fodder to his animals. Hava Ozel Kola, you could hear the call of all the animals rushing for lunch or for dinner. And they were all mooing and neighing and neighing and braying and making whatever sounds that animals make. And you could hear it with Philosa Mili, 3 mil away. Wow, that's a lot, 3 mil away. Have Machabin Durami Bahishata, the Ayu Rebbe the Basakise. He knew that Rebbe, his master, unfortunately, was never suffering from that stone in the urinary tract. And every single time that Rebbe had to go, even just for Ketanin, just to go and urinate, unfortunately, he screamed, Chai V'Kai. So therefore, this Ahuraire tried to allow the time for serving of the meals so that they should coincide with the time that Rebbe goes to the Beis Kisei. And nevertheless, Mavale Kole, the Kol of Rebbe, outdid the Kol, the Kalai, the Kol of all of those animals. Not only that, not only did they hear it, the Tlos Mili, Shamalei Nechusi Yama. Apparently there was a yam near there where Rebbe lived, and even the sailors on the ocean, on the high seas, they were able to hear Nebuch Rebbe suffering in pain from this tzmirta. But Philohaki, and nevertheless, Yisurim Erblozer Reb Shimon Aradifi. The Yisurim Erblozer Reb Shimon that we had yesterday were even still greater mid the Rebbe. You remember the Yisurim that he had, that every single morning they had to go and pull out 60 pads, but when they went and they squeezed them out, there were 60 basins full of dam and of pus. That's how much he suffered every night. Because of that, his wife had to go and resuscitate him every morning by giving him 60 different foods and delicacies. Anyway, that was yesterday's mark. So we're saying that yesterday's Yisurim of Lozor of Shimon are considered to be ordered better than Rebbe's. Why did Lozor of Shimon have a boat? May have a boat? Lozor of Shimon used to go and invite the Yisurim every night. Kum darain, achai v'rei'ai bo, please come and do your thing. So they came to have it. The Rebbe Yalidei Maisa bo. Mas by Rebbe, it wasn't so simple. It happened as a result of a Masa, by Yalidei Masa holch. What does that mean? Yalidei Masa bo, maihi, tahu egle dehabe kum mamti le de shchita. An egle, of course, is a young calf. And it was going le shchita. In other words, the shochtim were taking it to shecht. This eagle apparently had the sense that that's what's going to happen to it, and that it's soon going to have a premature death. So what did it do? it went under Rebbe's coat or jacket to go and hide itself, tied the reisha, it hid its head under the kanfit Rebbe on his coat. So that what? The kabochin started crying, as if to say to Rebbe, maybe you can go and save my life, because they're about to go and shech. Omale, Rebbe was unimpressed. He said, Zil, go to the sheikh. The kach mitzarta, that's the reason why you were created. In other words, to go, people go and shech meat. Shech the animals for meat. Amri, so upstairs in Shemayim, they said, Poyu v'leikam arachim, since he doesn't have rachmanis, even on this shepsela, that Nebuch is going with Shemitah, not shepsela, on this egel, shkoyach, this kelbala, leisu alei yisurim, let yisurim befall him on Rebbe. And that's how the yisurim began. By de masa holchu. And at the end, they left. When did they leave? Yoy mechara v'kar kancha amse de Rebbe. The amse de Rebbe, that means the housekeeper of Rebbe, was sweeping base of the house. Havishadya b'nei karkushta. There were a group of small young weasels there somewhere in the house. The kokanshalahu, and she was taking the broom and she was ejecting all of them. Amalah, so Rebbe said to his amsa, Chef Kinna, why don't you give them a break? Don't sweep them out. Maybe talk to them nicely, please leave. But don't be so violent and go and sweep them out. Since it's but possible, Rachmav Kalmasa. You have to rachmonis on everyone and everybody, and not only people, but even on these small weasels. Amri's up in Shemayim, they said, Hoyu merachim, nircha malei. The whole reason they gave him the Yisurim initially was because he wasn't merachim on that eagle. Now that he's having rachmonis, hakol ma'asav, then they released him from these 13 years of pain. The Gemara on the surface seems to be a little bit inconsistent, because the Gemara starts off that Rebbe saw Chaviven Yisurim,
right, and Kibbul Alei. He's inviting them also on himself.
And now the Gemara is saying that Blazer of Shimon is even greater because he was the one that invited them, right. Yahava, blah, blah, blah. And here it was Rebbe was, in a sense, forced into it. It was Baal Korchach Yana Omein because of the situation that he didn't have Rachmanis, but he did have Rachmanis. So the two would seem to be inconsistent. So the Mefarshim deal with this issue, and they say that the Indian of having Yisurim, Rebbe followed in the footsteps of Rebbe Reb Shimon. He saw Chaviven Yisurim. He also asked that he should have the Yisurim. However, the term of the Yisurim, that he didn't specify. The 13 years, 7 plus 6, 6 plus 7, was because of these two incidents that happened, that initially he didn't have Rachmanis on the ego, and subsequently he did have Rachmanis on these B'nai Karkushta, these young weasels. So yes, he did request that they had, but for 13 years, that was already not up to him, that the Rebbe Shimon did because of these two stories. Anyway, Zokimara, Kulu Shnei Yisuri Reb Lozer, Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, all those years that he was be Yisurim, Veshachav Inish Blei Zemane, nobody passed away before his time. In other words, the schus of Reb Lozer Reb Shimon was so great that anybody that Chas V'Shalom was sick, nobody went and died prematurely, they all died based on their predetermined time when the person was born, predetermined by Shammai. Kulishne Yisuri the Rebbe, the Yitzrach Alma Lemitra. During these 13 years, the world did not require rain, meaning that the world continued to flourish and exist even in the absence of rain. The Omer Rabbi Bar Avshila, Rabbi Avshila said, Koshi Yoyme de Mitra ki Yoyme de Dina. A day when it rains, it's like a day that you're sitting in Beis Din and having the prosecutor go and allege and purport all different types of allegations, and the judge is sitting there in Din, Chas V'Shalom, who knows what's going to happen. So a rainy day can be a Gefer Lecha day. For those of you that don't appreciate that, if you're going to try to drive your car from one place to the other on a day when it's raining, sometimes you really feel Kiyom and Yedina, it's a real experience, traffic and all types of things.
How could the world not need rain?
Let's wait. If it wasn't for the fact that the world requires the rain, they would go and make us special ta'anis, a special tefillah. Who needs the rain? It's just so problematic. Nevertheless, so you say to yourself, things must have been very dry during that 13-year period. No. When they would pull out a radish from the radish patch, have a kaima bira malyamaya. They would pull it out of the ground, leaving here a crevice in the ground, and that crevice was full of water, even though it hadn't rained for the last 10, 12 years, almost 13 years. Pulled out the radish, and it was still full of water. So you see that in the schus of Rebbe's Yisurim, Kadosh Baruch Hu kept the world fertile with tons and tons of water, notwithstanding evaporation and notwithstanding all of the agriculture and the animals drink and the people drink and all the rest. Plenty of water. Kadosh made a special bracha that covered those Yisurim. So the Gemara tells us now two fascinating stories, both about Rebbe and how he was machzir people l'tshuva. Ikla Rebbe l'asir de Blazer Reb Shimon. Blazer Reb Shimon apparently had already passed away. Rebbe is now visiting the town where Blazer Reb Shimon lived. Omalein, he asked the populace, Yeshle ben li oisi tzadik, does Reb Blazer Reb Shimon have a son? Omaloi, they said yes, Yeshle ben, but unfortunately he is an OTD person, off the deck. So much so, apparently a regular Zayna was Niskeres B'Echad, and this a beautiful Zayna, more attractive, she would charge two, let's assume Siloyim or Dinrim, whatever the currency was. However, he, the son of Rabbi Reb Shimon, was so handsome, Seichrosi B'Shmoyna, he was a male Zayna, if you will, and he commanded a price of four times the attractive Zayna, that you'd have to pay eight to go and live together with this young man. Asiwa, so they brought him in front of Rebbe, and Rebbe did something which is very surprising. Asmachay b'Rebbe. Rebbe went and gave him smicha, he ordained him. And the Ashlamei l'Reb Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, Achoyse d'Imei, on the side it says Achva d'Imei, and he appointed, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, appointed Reb Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, who was the uncle of this young man. The Gemara is going to give his name in another couple of lines. His name at that time was Yossi, soon to become Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi, the son of Reb Blazer Reb Shimon. He brought the uncle of Reb Yossi, Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, to be his Rebbe, to be machzer him to tshuva. And in fact, Kol Yoyma Hava Omar, this Yossi, the son of Elazar Reb Shimon, wasn't convinced that this is really what he wanted to do. He liked the life of being an OTD fellow. And every day he would say, the Kiyasi Ani Ezel, you know, Reb Shimon, my uncle, thank you very much. You taught me Torah. It's beautiful. I'm going home. Kiyasi, I'm going back to my kiri. Omalei, so the uncle said to the nephew, Chakim Avdu Yosach, I'm making into you into a Talmud Chacham, into a wise person, into a great scholar. Begunzi de Dehava Orsu Allah. Eventually, you're going to become one of the great scholars of the generation, and they're going to go and be porous. They're going to spread over you a Gulta de Dehava, like a golden piece of clothing, a golden cape over you, as a sign of royalty, of dignity, of greatness. Rebbe, Korulach, and they're going to call you all Chief Rabbi, the At Amris, and you're saying the Kiyosi and the Ezel, I'm going to go back home. When the son of Reb Blazer Reb Shimon heard that, Amalei, he said, Mumi, Mumi is a Lashon of Shvua, I swear, Azuvada, I am now leaving all of that discussion about going back home, I'm sticking around with you. And he continued learning with his uncle. And Ben Yoyada says, why did Rebbe give him to his uncle? Because the Gemara elsewhere says that a person who is being voidik, a young man, for a shidduch, he should go and yivdoik b'achia d'ima. Go and check out what the uncles are like. In other words, it's probably going to be in the DNA of what type of young man this is. If the uncle happens to be a good-hearted person, this person will be good-hearted. If the uncle is serious about learning, this person will be presumably cut from the same cloth. So that's why it says yivdoik b'achia d'ima. Ah, that being the case, obviously there's an affinity between the uncle and between the nephew. That's why he said he would be the perfect candidate to learn with the Achud Ime, the brother of the mother. So bottom line is, he learned by him, and he got old. Now that he got older and he graduated from the Academy of Learning with Reb Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, Asi Yosef Mesifta de Rebbe. He now graduated, now he went to the high Mesifta of Rebbe, and Rebbe did not recognize him. He had probably not seen him now for a number of years. Shami the Kol, but he did hear the Kol when he asked the question this year. Omar, so said Rabbi, how Kol Dami the Kol the blood of Reb Shimon. You know, the Kol of this young man sounds like that of Reb Shimon. Omrulei, they said to him, Rehu, that's Taki his son. And this is Taki. Really? Oh, Koriolei, so Rabbi said about him, Shtei Pasik Pritzadik Eitz Chaim Lekech Nafshois Chochem. Pritzadik Eitz Chaim, meaning he's the pre of the great tzaddik of Elozer Reb Shimon, and now he himself is Eitz Chaim, he's learning Torah. Zer Reb Yosi Reb Elozer Reb Shimon, no longer nameless, now he has the name Reb Yosi Reb Elozer Reb Shimon, who's Lekech Nafshis Chacham, Zer Reb Shimon Ben Isi Ben Makunya, who he took, he was Lekech Nafashis, in other words, he took him from the dregs of society, Nebuch a male Zoyner, and he made him into a Chacham, he made him into a great Talmud Chacham, so he is Lekech Nafashis Chacham. What a wise person the uncle is, that he was madrich him, guided him, and made him into a choshev person. Says the Morki, Nach Nafshe, Amtulam Arar to Davu. Eventually, years later, when this Reb Yosi, Reb Elozer, Reb Shimon passed away, and now they wanted to go and bury him, they wanted to bury him next to his father, Reb Elozer Reb Shimon, who in turn is buried next to his father, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So they wanted to go and bring him into that same Ma'ora, the same cave, for burial. We always have that, right? We had that yesterday as well, that the snake, I don't know if it was the same snake, this is probably 20, 30, 40 years later, but anyway, but a snake was circling the Mara, and you couldn't get through. Why? Because the snake had its tail in its mouth, and therefore it formed like a circle around, you couldn't get in. So they said, Achna, open up your mouth so that Reb Yosi, Reb Elozer, Reb Shimon can go and join his father. Like Paschalahu, the Achna refused. They figured it must be that Reb Elozer, Reb Shimon must be so much greater than his son, Reb Yosi. When Reb Elozer, Reb Shimon had a problem getting into the Ma'ar of his father, they said, Psach Picha, and they let him in. Here, when Reb Yosi, the son of Reb Elozer, Reb Shimon, wanted to get in, they didn't let him in. So what's going on? They figured that the father must be so much greater than the son. You know why we allowed Reb Elozer Reb Shimon to be buried next to his father, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Because they were together in the Ma'ara when they were alive 13 years. Since they had such a close connection, such a close bond for the 13 years, they were both here in the Ma'ara. And now, after they passed away, also we put them together in the same art. However, this objection of Reb Shimon, although he developed into a great, great Talmud Chacham, nevertheless, he didn't have that same Tzar Ma'ara that his father had together with his Zayt. So that's the story of the son of Reb Shimon. Similarly, Ikra Rebbe the Asri to Reb Tarfin. Rebbe came to the place of Reb Tarfin. Omelahu Yeshle Ben Lo Isa Tzadik. Says, is there a son of that great Tzadik Shein Mekapeach et Banav? Omishim Mekapeach et Banav? The Gemara quotes Reb Tarfin in a number of places when Reb Tarfin wants to be very emphatic about his statements. He says, "Hakapeach es bonai or es bani," if this and this did not occur.
Right.
And therefore, he said a lashon which the Gemara is somewhat critical of. He's saying that Chas v'Shalom, I should go and lose my son if what I'm telling you is not the absolute truth and the absolute halacha, and what I'm telling you is 100% true. And therefore, Rebbe said, remember the great Reb Tarfin, did he leave over a son to that tzaddik, Reb Tarfin, Shemekapeach es banav, that he would always go and use that expression, Akapeach es bani, if this were not the case. Armalites, they told him, Ben Engloi, there's no son, but Ben Bas Yeshlo, that there's an Enik. V'chol zoynish in iskeres bishnayim, seichrosi bishmoyim. The same as we had before, he's also an OTD person. Asiu lekameis, they brought him this Enikol of Reb Tarfin in front of Rebbe. Amaleis, he told him, if you're going to go and become a Baal Tshuva, I'll give you my daughter in marriage. Moses Hodobet, in fact, became a Baal Tshuva. Did he marry the daughter? That's already a matter of controversy. Ikari Amri, the first version is Nosu Vigirsha. He did marry the daughter, and eventually it was a get. Ikari Amri le Nosu Vakla. No, he didn't even marry her in the first place. Kadeshla Yoimru, Mishvil Zu causes that. The people should not go and say, oh, you know why he became a Baal Tshuva? He saw such an attractive young lady, he really wanted to go marry. Therefore, like they say a lot by Geirim, that throughout the generations, many people are Megayir because of Ishus. They want to marry either a Gentile woman or Faket or a Gentile man. And so therefore they have the Gentile being Megayir, so they should be able to go and get married. So here too you have the same situation, a similar situation. People shouldn't go and the Malshin and go and say, oh, I know the reason why he became Baal Tshuva because he had the pretty daughter of Rebbe, therefore he didn't do marriage. Okay, but what do we see from this? A Rebbe was Moisa Nefesh to try to bring back people that had slipped off the deck. Why did he do this? What was so important to him? Whoever teaches him Chameir Torah. He goes all the way up to Shemayim and learns there in the Torah and Yeshiva Shal Ma'ala. Shemema. In Toshiva Shivcha Lefonai Ta'amoy. If you're going to cause people to return, then Lefonai says, Rabbeinu Shalom, you're going to stand in front of me all the way to Yeshiva Shal Ma'ala. Chal Malamed is then Amma Oretz Torah. I feel like a Rebbeinu goes Gzeira Nevatle Beshvilai. You have a person who is a Baal Tshuva, or even not a Baal Tshuva, but he is Malamed, has been Am Oretz. In other words, the father himself is an Am Oretz, Tiraisid Rabban Nevesish. But the son, Baruch Hashem, has become a Choshem Chacham. So a person who goes and grows Talmid Chacham in such homes of Baal Yam Oretz, Kachbol goes to Zera, he's Mavatul Bishvila, he will be Mavatul for this person that was Meshiv and taught Torah to the children of Amaratim Shemar. In Toitzi Yakar Mizoilel. Yakar, of course, is something very, very dear and precious. Zoilel is from the Shmutz, from the Blotter. Kefi Tiyas, it's Bnei Baruch Hu, I'll give him the same power of the tongue like my own Kaviyach. That I, Rabbeinu Shalom, I made a Gzeira. If he is Moitzi Yakar Mizoilel, his mouth will be like mine. He'll be able to go and break my Gzeiras. Umra Parnach, Umra Gyecha, Koshu Tamar Chacham, Anei Tamar Chacham. If a person is himself a Talmud Chacham, his son and the grandson, that's a guarantee that a Amir Tisham Torah will continue his family forever. What is this? My Omer Hashem. I am a guarantor. Torah will return to its achsan.
Isn't there another pasuk, the chut mishulo?
Chut mishulo is from Heri Yonosek. It's true, 100%.
Usually the Gemara brings that pasuk when it.
Maybe the Gemara, we have to check elsewhere the way that Gemara brings the pasuk exactly what connection. But it's the mishum picham hidarachem izer zarecha yatvi adoylam. So then Yoyoda asks, why does the Gemara use
expression?
Okay. David, please put yourself on mute. The Gemara, the Ben Yoyada asks, why does it refer to Mipicha, your mouth, Mipizaracha, your children, Mipizarazaracha, from your Enikla? Why doesn't it go and start previous and says, from the Zaydi to the son to the Enikla, as opposed to starting from you, your children, and your grandchildren? Exactly. And then from you. So he said, because we don't want people to assume automatically from this Gemara, oh, I'm an Enikel of a great Talmud Chacham, and therefore I don't have to even open up the Gemara, I'm just going to know it from my DNA. So we go, and the Pasuk goes and tells you, it's all very good that you have a schooler in the family, that you have such a great Zayd and a great father, and you learned all that. But you have to have a chrayis that the Torah starts from you. And that's not that you inherited it from two generations ago. You're the new Zaydi that's going to start and make sure that you and your children, your grandchildren, are going to continue the Messiah. So that's why the Gemara refers to it in such a way, the Pasuk refers in such a way, we start from him to his children, to his Einikla. Achrai starts with you. Don't say, oh, you know, I'm an Einikla of the Chofetz Chaim and nothing to worry about. You start, you begin your new Rabbonis as the Chofetz Chaim, and your Einikla will be proud of you. Anyway, continuing on, Reb Zeira, Ki Solik
Ardi. Reb Yosef, you remember Reb Yosef, aren't you?
I'm sorry, I skipped a few lines, yeah. Thank you. Rabbi Yosef, Yosef Arboin Tanisa, Vakriyu, So now Rav Yosef himself, he fasted 40 tanaisim back to you, and then they read out to him min hashamayim v'yemushu mipicha, because of the fact that you have fasted 40 tanaisim to become a Talmud Chacham, you have nothing to worry about, and yet Hashem, you're going to remain a Talmud Chacham. Yosef Barbon said Yisach, and then he fasted another 40 tanaisim back to you, and then came out another bas koil v'yemushu mipicha pizaracha, in the course of your next 40 tanaisim, then you're going to be zoicha to children Talmud Chacham. Yosef Meir tanaisim, now it says Meir, but on the side they change it, not to Meir, but again to Arboim Tanisa. How did it become from Arboim to Meir? Because in some manuscripts it must have been written with a mem, with a strechel on top, and the Bucha de Zetzer, whoever was the printer, he saw the mem, he thought that that was mem with the strechel, that means Meir, 100, but really mem, he meant Arboim. 40 Tanisim Achrin, another 40 Tanisim. Also, like you and them, they say, "Limbucha mepicha, yizarecha, yizerezarecha." Omar Hashem, he can be eilach loitzerichna. From after the 120 fast three times, you don't have to fast anymore. Kenim machzeres alachsan yeshalom.
But Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning later in life, so it feels like this promise that his Torah wouldn't leave him wasn't fulfilled even in his own lifetime.
Emotion mipicha means that you're not going to lose the desire for learning. Okay. Now the Gemara tells us a story. Reb Zeira, Kisalik La'ar Yisrael. Reb Zeira was going up to Eretz Yisrael. Yosef Meir Tanisa. And again on the side it says, when it says Meir, really means Mem. 40 Tanisim. Nishtakach Gemara Bavlo Amine. He should forget all the Talmud Babli that he learned in Chutz La'aretz. Wow. He was going to Eretz Yisrael. Ki Heichid Le'nitridei. Said he shouldn't become Torah. What does that mean? So Rashi says, 7-8 lines before the end, that there's a major difference between Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Bavli, every single day, is full of machloikis, whether it's Beishamai, Beisil, Abaye, Rava, Yoichan, Reish Lakish, it's full of machloikis. In Eretz Yisrael, however, there was very little machloikis. People were able to come to conclusions very, very quickly. See the Rashi, play Nitrudei, Kisha'ol Eretz Yisrael, Lil Maid, Bepir, Rav Yoichanah, Pam Meiroin, Shebe Eretz Yisrael, I hold you the name Machloikis. I guess we should stop after. Kishol Eretz Yisrael Lumen Pirak Yerichana. The Amayron Shem Eretz Yisrael. I hold you the name Machloikis. Like in Chutzlart. Benoichin Zel Leze. Kishmon. Kiramina B'Sanhedrin. U'miyashvin Es Atamim. U'lei Kushiyos U'Pirukim. They were able to come to a psak together, come to the final maskana, without screaming at each other, without kashas, without pirukim.
Wait a minute, the other day we had Rabbi Shachish and Rabbi Yochanan, 24 kashas, 24 responses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was...
But at the end, they always came out to...
Okay. But still, they had the fireworks first. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that they were screaming at each other. It doesn't say there was a machloikis. He asked kashas, and he gave terutzim, and they heard Rav Chashmait anymore.
Is that true today? Yerushalmi is less machloikis than Babli?
Yerushalmi is very, very succinct. Where the Babli can go on for 5 blot, Machloik is back and forth, and Shailas and Kashas and all that. Yishami opens us in 3 lines. Yeah, so Yishami is much shorter than Babli, and there are much fewer Machloikis. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So, Reb Zeira Kisol Karti, so that he should forget his Talmud Babli. Yosef Meyachar Naisa, again, another 40 Tanaisim. Toloi Lishkoiv, Reb Lozer Bishnei. The Nafan Ilavei Midin Tzibura. Here, Reb Zeira was apparently second only to Reb Lozer, and he was concerned that Chas V'Shalom Reb Lozer is going to pass away, that now all of the Achrayis of the Tzibur is going to fall on him. The Nafan Ilavei Midin Tzibura. Even there's a video about Reb Pam Zichron LeBracha that the previous Gedolim, Reb Moshe and Reb Yankit were getting ready, becoming senior citizens, and he was next in line, and he was constantly concerned about the fact that he's eventually going to have the Achrayis HaTzibur on him. He said, in fact, after they passed away and it fell on his shoulders, he says he's not Roy, but there's nobody else, and therefore he had to go and shoulder those responsibilities. So here too you have that Reb Zeira was concerned, Reb Lozer is getting older, and he was mispal 40 tanaisim. He said 40 tanaisim. The lishka Rablos Mishnei Rablos shouldn't pass away during his lifetime. Enough for the levay needed zibur that all of the achrayis of the tzibur fall on him. Yosef Meir Achrayi and another 40 tanaisim. Each time it says Meir, it says in Maseiros Shas all of them should be mem, should be 40 flakes. The lishvut bay nurid v'gehenim, that the fire of Gehenim should not be shard on him. In other words, he should go up straight to Gan Eden. He should get a direct pass, not have to go and stop off in Gehenim en route.
Didn't Reb Zera also go into a kishon to sort of
Barry? Kol klos in yoimin, every single 30 days, have a bodik nafshe. He would be bodik himself to see whether or not he was living up to the high standards that he set for himself. Shogat tenura, he would go and light the tanner, the oven. Salek, he would enter into the Yom Yasser Gedei, and he would sit there for a while. Lehav Shota Beinura, and the fire would not singe him at all. Gunish. Yaimachad, one day Yahavu Be Rabban Eina, the people gave him an ayin hara. Can you imagine? Rabbi goes in every single month into a furnace and he comes out alive, not even singed by the fire. So it was an ayin hara. The Ichrechu Shake, and as a result, his shoik, his thigh, became singed. The Karolein, from that time and on, the Gemara refers to him occasionally as Kotin Chorich Shake. Kotin means that he was short, and in fact, that's the reason we got the name Zera, because Zera is really a shortened version of Zira. Zira means young or small or short. That's how he got that name. Chorich Shake, that unfortunately his thigh from that point on was singed forever. Omer Yudah Amarat, might have said the Apostle Miyo Ish Hechachem Yoven Ezois Vashetibar Hashem Elov Vyagida. Alma of the Oretz. Why was the land lost? In other words, why did we have the Chorb? Dover Zeh, Omru Chacham Vilei Pershu, Omru Neviyam Vilei Pershu, and Shapisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzvei. Nobody was able to give a clear-cut answer until Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a clear answer himself. Shenemar V'yem Hashem Al Ozvom Es Teirasi Asher Nesati Lefneh. Because they left the Heilige Torah. That's the reason why of the Oretz. Omru Yehuda Marav. One means that they ozumisterasi. It doesn't mean that they stopped learning. Even if they continued learning, but they didn't make a bracha before the learning. So what difference does it make if they did or they didn't? So Rashi explains that the Torah was not choshev in their eyes, and therefore they learned, but they didn't learn it with a chashivas. Later, Bali Musher, I think they say the name either of Yerucham or maybe Yisrael Salamta, said that they learned it like a mitzvah manual. You got to know the Torah mitzvah, so I got to learn the Torah to know what bracha do I make, and what are the dinim for Shemitah Shabbos, and what is kosher, what's not kosher. But they didn't learn it because it's a matana chashuva that Rabbi Yisrael gave to us, but rather they learned it so that they should know the rules and regulations. No, it's not a law book that you learn the rules and regulations. You have to learn the Torah mitzvah chavivis, mitzvah simcha, mitzvah bren, and that's the reason why that's why the Torah refers to them. Al Ozvam Es Teirasi Asher Esati Lefneim. That's ultimately what caused Avda Haaretz. They say a veritable the name of the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal. For those of you that are strong Zionists, you may be a little bit offended. But I told them, Baruch Hashem, we now have the land back. We have now a new Medina by the name of Yisrael. Can you imagine? So said the Satmar Rebbe, why do they call it Yisrael? And why, in fact, unfortunately, is the government secular and they don't follow the Torah? He says, of course, it says here in the Pasuk, "Vayigid alma of the ha'aretz." Why did the word Eretz fall away from the name from Eretz Yisrael, and now it's only called Yisrael? Because ha'ozvim es teirasi, because they don't follow the Heilige Torah. If they follow the Torah, it would be Eretz Yisrael. Because of the ha'aretz, how did the Oretz get lost? Because ha'ozvim es teirasi, they don't follow the Torah in their daily governing of the land. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara. Om Rav Chama, Maida Silva Shtein Pasik, Belev Novoin Tanua Chachma Uvekerev Ksilim Tivadeya, it says on the side. In a Lev Novoin, that it's a smart heart, Tanua Chachma will reside Uvekerev Ksilim, and among the Ksilim, usually are the foolish people, Tivadeya, it will become known. What does that mean? There's already Chachma in the family, so Blev Novoy to Nur Chachma, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to add Chachma to this Lev Novoy. That among the Amaratzim, unfortunately, there is no Torah, and therefore, Bekerv Ksilim Tivadeya, the person who becomes a Talmud Chacham, he will have a shame, Noidel Tiferes. The Amaratzim will say, oh, there's a Talmud Chacham. Amar Ula Hainz Amar Inchi. People have an expression, Istira Balagina Kish Kish Karia. Stira b'legina means that if you have a coin like an iser b'legina in a large barrel, it'll make a lot of noise. Even in many of the Batei Midrashim, like we have over here, you have a metal pushka. If the gaba goes around, there's no money in it, you don't hear anything. One person puts in one quarter and he goes rattles back and forth. Oh, it makes kansa koilis. It's only one coin in a big container. That one coin in one container can make a lot of noise. Here too, this one Talmud Chacham among the Ksilim, among all the Amaratzim, this becomes a big noise, a big sensation. Amli Rabbi Yimler Zayda, might have said in the Pasuk, cutting the Godel Shamhu, the Evid Chofsh Mi Adoinav. Now, the Pasuk is referring to, he's looking at a cemetery, at a Beis HaChaim, and he's saying in that Beis HaChaim, cotton the Godel Shamhu. They're both Gdoilim and Ketanim who are buried there. Artuli Adin and the cotton the Godel Shamhu, if you had double portion, of course in a cemetery you have all types of people, Ketanim and Gdoilim. Ella, the Pshat in the Pasuk is called Makten Atzma, Dibre Toirim Oilam Hazen, Nasa Godel Oilam Abba. Whoever is Makten Atzmai, he conducts himself with humility and modesty, and not in a very extravagant way, he's Makten Atzmai. Then Nasa Godel Oilam Abba, he will become a greater Godel Oilam Abba. If he's going to be a cotton on this world, cotton, Godel Shamu. There, in Oilam Abba, he will be known as a great cotton. The Cholameisim Atzmoi Ke'evet Al Divrei Torah Ba'olam Hazeh, same type of concept. Person who makes himself an Evet Al Divrei Torah, in other words, he's willing to go and take the full yoke of the Torah on him. Nas Chafshi Olam Haba, then he becomes a Chafshi, becomes free. Olam Haba, in other words, he's going to get tons of schar on the Olam Haba. Talk more about Reish Lakish Am Metzayim Ma'arta De Rabban. Reish Lakish would go to various Ma'aris of the Rabban, and he would put up signs. Or he'd fill them with, he would make lime from the outside.
But people should. Adar.
Sorry?
Mosh Chodesh Adar Mitzayin Al Kfarim.
Okay, but the reason why he did it in particular says Rashi Shli, Koshlu Kehanim Lavar Aleim. As you know, in the good old times, instead of having cemeteries like we have today, in many places they would go and bury in Ma'orais, in caves, and they had catacombs. And one cave looks like another cave, looks like another cave from the outside. So therefore, Reish Lakish would go and be Mitzayin. And the Gemara says, elsewhere they would sign, they would go and paint lime on that makayim. So anybody that would get close, it's, got to stay away. If he's a kohen, he doesn't want chas v'shalom to become tame. Anyway, kimot l'ma'arti de Rebchia, when he came to the ma'or of Rebchia, the alminei, he couldn't find it. Even though he knew where it was, but he just couldn't find it. Chol eshtaiti felt bad. Omar Rebbein Yishloim, lo papalti teri kamoisai. Apparently the reason why you're not allowing me to go and identify his ma'ara is because I didn't learn Torah like him. Yotu basuk of Yamalek, Torah kamoitzim v'palta. No, as good galant, Reish Lakish, you became taka, God will be Yisrael. However, Torah kamoitzim v'ribatzta, but harbotus Torah, the spreading of Torah, like Reb Chiya did, that you did not do. What did Reb Chiya do? We'll see in a moment, a very famous story.
Yes.
He had a min to Reb Chanin and Reb Chiya. When Reb Chanin and Reb Chiya had a difference of opinion, if they were arguing about some matter, Omli Reb Chanina Reb Chiya, but how did he come in? Says, you're arguing with me? Me? Chas v'sholem, im ishtach ha-torim Yisrael, if chulil v'chas, there would be a COVID situation on Magefa, and Torah would be lost and forgotten by Klal Yisrael. Mahadran alam pilpuli, because of my great pilpul, my great, I would be able to go and return and remind everybody what the Torah is, bring the rais from here, from there, etc., etc., so I could be Machse Torah Lyoshna, so to speak. Omle Reb Chiya Reb Chanina. How did he come in? Says, you're fighting with me? To Avdi Torah de Lishtachach Mi Yisrael. I am making the Torah should not be forgotten. How? Maya Vidna, what do I do? Aslina Mishadina Kisna, the Gedilna Nishmi. Reb Chiya is saying about himself, I would go from shtetl to shtetl, from town to town, and where there were no chadorim and no malamdim to teach the children, what would I do? I would go and Shadina Kisna, I would go and plant flax seeds to go and grow flax plants. And then after that, when the flax grew, I would then go and take it, the Gadilna Nishvi, I would go and make from that nets and traps, the Tsiyadna Tabi, and I would go and trap in it deer, Umachilna Bisrael, the Asmi. And then after that, when the Tabi got older, or if they were old enough, we'd give it to the Shoichit, and we'd give the Basar to you, Simon. The Arichna Megilta, and then I would take the hide, the skin, off the tzvi, and I would make him to Megillus, as she says, into cloth, into parchment. V'kasam l'chamisha chumshei, I would write down the chamisha chumshei Torah on this long, long klav, and I would cut it up into five different sections, brachos, shmoyis v'yikra, etc. The salikmi l'masa, and then I would go down into the shtetl, into the town, umakrina chamisha yinuki, and then I would call over and teach five young children, the chamisha chumshei, the five chumashim. In other words, Yankala, I would go and teach Bereshis, and to Beryl, I would go and teach Shemois, and to Shmerel, Vayikra, and so on and so forth. So I had five youngsters learning the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, Umasnina, and I would also teach Shita Yanuki, six children, Shita Sidri, the six Sidorim of Mishnayis. V'yamanahu, and I would go and instruct them, and I would say, Ad Hadrana V'asina Akru Ahadodi, V'asnu Ahadodi. As you are going over and reviewing what I taught you, in other words, Yankel who learned Bereshis, you're going over it. Don't just learn it by yourself. Bring the other kids together with you, the other four, so that they should go and learn together with you, so they will learn now Bereshis. And then the Shemois Yingala, the Beryl who's learning over Shemois, he should call over the other Yingalach and learn with them Shemois. And as a result, all five children now learn Chamisha Chumshe Torah together. And of course, on the case of the Mishnayis, he didn't write it down, because at that time, Torah Shebaal Peh, you were not allowed to write down.
It was the time of Rebbe, though, wasn't it already written down, the Mishnah?
Apparently, he didn't write it down for them, maybe the next generation,
okay.
Because you see that he only wrote down the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, not the Mishnayis. You see the Rashi, the Chamisha Yanuki. You have that, it's about a quarter down the Amid, the Chol Echad Sfarai, each one of them he taught Breish, Shmois, etc. Umasnina Al Peh, Shisha Sidre Mishnah, Lishita Yinuki. So that he didn't write down,
okay. That
was about that. Anyway, so getting back to Agwa, I didn't originally quote Rashi because it's Baal Peh. Now it's printed, we can look in the Rashi itself, and we can see now it's Tosha B'Chsav, we can look in the Rashi. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara. They should go and review it with each one, and as a result, and that's what Rabbi said. So that's why Rabbi would say about Rabbi Chiya, wow, what he did to make sure that Torah was not lost and forgotten by Klal Yisrael. So now going back to Rish Lakish, that's why Rish Lakish felt bad. He said, I couldn't find the Ma'ar of Rabbi Chiya. He thought because Rabbi Chiya was a much greater Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara, no, it's not because of his learning. It's because of his Torah that he went and taught so much Torah for Klal Yisrael, then all the Shteklech, all the Yingalech became Talmid Chacham because of him.
So even though they told the story about what I would do, it's actually what they did.
You mean?
I mean, because you're saying is Rabbi Chiya actually did this.
100%.
Yeah, it's the same. But really, he and Rabbi Chanina were talking about.
Rabbi Chanina was saying that if it became lost, I could be machzir.
Right. And
says Rabbi Chiya, I have a greatest chus because I already did shalai teshtak to him. No problem. Okay. Anyway, continuing on. So Rabbi said about Rabbi Chiya, how great he was, like the Shachar Torah Mitzvah. Brother Shai has a question.
Rabbi Chiya couldn't find the kept.
Correct.
So how are we explaining the reason why he couldn't?
It just says Cholish Daiti, he felt bad that he couldn't find it.
So
and he was sure that the reason is because he, Rish Lakish, is so reduced in stature to that of Rabbi Chiya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mis'alim, he shouldn't even get close to the Ma'ara of Rabbi Chiya and see Rabbi Chiya's remains or realize that that's his Ma'ara. You're not in that madrega even to get close.
This is an reflection. Is the Chvod Rabbi Chiya he wanted to be called the Kever Tzadikim? They should be. Was
his follow there?
Kohanim shouldn't be Nichshol.
What you are doing is asking a classic Kasha of Amasa. The Gemara is telling us that Rav Shlakish couldn't find it.
Okay.
He attributed it to be that Rav Chiya is so great and he is so poor in terms of learning Torah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you on your Madrega, you're just as great as Rav Chiya. Yiftach Bedoira, Kishmul Bedoira, every generation has its Gedoira. And therefore you're a tremendous Gadol Hador, Rav Shlakish, you're Gevaldik. However, the Haibotz Torah that he did, you were not Zoicha to go and cause so many Kindalach to go on there. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi. Ah, so now this is what Rebbe said. Kamek Doyle Masachia. Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi was present, and he said, "Afilu Mimar, even greater than you, Rebbe." Amalei, and yes, even greater than me. Afilu mi Abba, even from my own father, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi was saying about his father. Am lechas v'sholam leitei, because he's be Yisrael. Other Gemaras in Sanhedrin, elsewhere, Rabbi was very mishabeach Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi said to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, he was not greater than your father. Your father was like a real, real great person. You're absolutely right. Rabbi Yosi is Nemuka Ima. But he's asking about the Masim Toivim Kame Gedoylim Masichia. What is that Kame Gedoylim that he learned with all the years of Kindalach, and they all became ultimately Talmid Chacham because of what Rabbi Chia did. So now we're talking in terms of godless Betoira and Chachma. He's talking about the Kame Gedoylim, the Mas. So now Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi said, are his Masim even greater than your Masim? Remember, for instance, that Rebbe on the Amud Aleph would go from town to town. He would ask, is there a son to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Is there a son of Rabbi Tarfin? And he'd do whatever he could to be Machzer HaTorah LeYoishna, to bring them back into the fold. So remember, the Gemara said, why did he do that? Because Kam Malamed ben Chaber Torah. So Rebbe also did a lot of Habatzis Torah, teaching others. So he asked, is it even greater than you? He said, yes, Rabbi Chia was even greater than me. Was Rabbi Chia even greater than my father, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi's father? Rabbi Yosi was in terms of the Habatzis Torah. He said, no, the Lushanish. That he was not greater than your father. Your father was also did tremendous masen to spread Torah among the masses. Amrav Zeyda, Emish nearly Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Last night I saw Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina in a cholim. Amar Tiloy, and I asked him, Eitzel Miata Tekua, there, upstairs in Shemayim, who's your chavrusa? Who are you sitting next to? Amalisa, he said to me, Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sitting next to Rabbi Yochanan.
Wow.
Rabbi Yochanan Eitzel me, Eitzel Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana Eitzel me, Eitzel Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina Eitzel me, Eitzel Rabbi Chia. Amar Tiloy, Rabbi Yochanan Eitzel Rabbi Chia, loy? Rabbi Yochanan was so great, and Rabbi Chia was so great. Shouldn't Rabbi Yochanan be sitting next to Rabbi Chia instead of three or four seats or rows removed? Amalisa, he said, Bazar, this kukin the nura, ubeurin the asha, man ma'ayil bar nafcha letamat. So he said that Rabbi Chia was so great, Basar, in his place, zekukin the nura, there are sparks of fire, ubeurin, Rashi said, beurin means lapidim, flames of esh, of fire. Man ma'ayil bar nafcha letamat, how could the bar nafcha go in there? And what does it mean that he's the bar nafcha? Referring to Rabbi Yochanan. Why is he called here Banafcha? So, on the side, here you have the Moisef Rashi. He brings here from Sefer Sanhedrin, Banafcha Rabbi Yochanan, the Mikri Banafcha, the Kula Shas. You find Rabbi Yochanan is called Banafcha elsewhere in Shas, near the Moiri, the Ovusher Rabbi Yochanan have a Nafcha. His father was a Nafcha. A Nafcha means a smith. Lahachi Mikri Banafcha, and that's how he got the name. He's the son of the Nafcha, of the smith. However, the Istam of Rashi Banafcha, Al Shem Yoifyai. Remember, we said yesterday in the morning that Rabbi Yochanan was Shiore, the beautiful ones, the handsome ones,
Mishapuri Yishalayim,
and then after that, that's why people would come and watch. He would sit there outside the mikveh, etc., like we had yesterday. So he was a very handsome person. And says the Gemara, so he got the name Barnafcha, was a kind of a Loshen Saginor, probably against an Ayin Hara. So instead of people going and talking about the hands of Yochanan, they would say, Yochanan
looks like Ayin Hara isn't shogun on him because he's been from the.
They didn't know that. He knew that. They didn't know that. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the Man Ma'ayil by Nafcha Taman. So therefore, that's why, even though Rabbi Yochanan's not great, but Rabbi Chia is full of fire, so he stays away from the fire, so to speak. Om Rabbi Chaviva, Ishtoi li Rabbi Chaviva bar Samaki. So Rabbi Chaviva says about Rabbi Chaviva bar Samaki told him, you see that young Talmud Chacham over there? Have a Shchiach Elio Gabe. Elio Novi would come to him frequently to go and learn and speak to him. So it's Safra Havish appeared Ene. One morning he saw that he went out, his eyes looked very nice and beautiful and clear. Laorti comes home, Damion Kinemiklin Venura. It looks like the eyes, Chas Hashem, had all been singed and burned in the fire. Hamri Lay, what happened? This morning you looked beautiful and handsome and all, and now? Did somebody give you a punch in the eye? Well, what's going on, my eye? I asked Elio Anovi for a favor. Achvali, please show me Rabbonin Kisalki L'Masifta Rikia. when the Rabbanan go up to the Shifter Kiyah, in other words, Acher Neiv Esrim, can you show me what it looks like, what's going on upstairs in heaven? Amalis, he told me, the Kula Matzis is the Kulibu. I can show you all of the Talmid HaChacham that are up there in Shemayim, who are going and coming. The Bar Me Goyharka Drab Kiyah, to Loik Tisakalbi. But don't look at Goyharka. Goyharka means the throne, or the chariot where Rab Kiyah was sitting. That don't look. Remember we said, Rab Kiyah had fire. We had sparks of fire. We had lapidim. We had flames of fire. Don't look at Rab Kiyah. My Simnayu, how will I be able to tell which one is which? The My Simnayu, so he told him, Mikulu, all the others as they're going up and down in Shemayim, Azimalachi, they have an escort of angels. Kisalki Benachsi, when they're going up and down. When Rab Kiyah goes to Menafshi Salik, the Nochis, he doesn't need any escort. He knows how to go front and up and down and back and forth. He doesn't need any escorts. So now said this, he said, I was not able to control my taiva, my yetzahara. He told me not to look. And I looked. So two flashes of fire came out from Rab Kiyah. They went and hit me. Abu Ghabi is referring to himself in third person. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they blinded me. And that's why you see now that my eyes are burned out. Argmar has a Girsa Lemochar, but the Marshal takes it out because you'll see from the rest of the story that this happened the same day. Azli, so I, this Haum Rabbanan, Ishtadchi Amarte, went quickly to his Ma'ara to be Mispal. And Amina, he said, Masnaise Demar Masnina. I constantly refer and quote you, Rab Kiyah, where? Says Rashi, because we know who is Mesada the prices, Rab Kiyah and Rab Yishiyah. Those were there. Others are also Mesada, but those are considered to be the most authentic throughout all the prices and the Seftis. And therefore, I'm quoting you. And we know that Sefsois is Doivas Bakever. And therefore, you know, I have Rachmanis in me. And he was Mespal Vitzoy and Baruch Hashem. He got a refuah.
So he found the kever. This like Reish Lakish, he found the kever of Rechia.
He found it. Yeah, exactly. Now, it's in the Ben Yoyod that says, what's the reason why he told him, I quote your Teseftis, and therefore in that schus, give me a refuah, and he opened up his eyes. So the Ben Yoyod says, we all know that if you quote someone who passed away, you say a Dvar Torah in his name, Sufsois of Doivois Bakever. So it's as if it's a tchias amesim the mitzas. When you quote a dvar halacha from him, it's as if he's alive again because he's supposed to be okay. We also know the Gemara says that four are doim lames, and one of them is a suma, someone who's nebuch blind. So this Talmud Chacham is saying nebuch, I got blinded. Mid the kenegin midin the schus that I am mechayim mesim you Rab Kiyah by being supposed to be kever and quoting your Torahs. Please be mechayim mesim me and give me back my life, give me back my eyesight. And the kachava and itaka got a refuah, he got back his eyesight. Eliyahu Avishchiyah from the Sifta the Rebbe, Eliyahu Novi used to be a frequent flyer in the Sifta of Rebbe, Yoim Echad, one day, Rishiyar Chahava was Shchoydish, Noga Lev Eliyosa, Eliyahu Novi for some reason did not come. Omalei, my time of Noga Lev Mar. So apparently, Rebbe saw him later on in the day or the next day, and he asked him, what happened? Yes, it was Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to be mechabed you with halal or getting aliyah. Eliyonov, where were you yesterday? Or where were you today? Amalei, he said, today or on Rosh Chodesh, Aru Kimna le Avram u'meshina yadeh. His job that day apparently was, maybe it's his job every day, Aru Kimna Avram, I had to wake up Avram Avinu u'meshina yadeh, and I washed his hands up in Shemayim, Netilas Yadayim, u'matzli, and davened. When all that was over, I went and put Avram Avinu back to sleep. V'chein Yitzchak, same thing. I had to wake him up, wash his hands, davened, back to sleep. V'chein Yaakov. So therefore, this was an all-day experience. And by the time I finished, it was already too late to come to Beis Medrash. So now he asked him, Rebbe asked Eliyahu Novi, "Minu b'hadi yadani? Why didn't you group them all together? They should daven together." So the Savri Takvi Barachmi, the koyich of their tefillahs together would be so strong that they'd be able to ma'isel in Mashiach b'leizmani. They'd be able to bring Mashiach prematurely, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu would not have wanted that. So therefore, I couldn't allow them to daven together. So Amalei Yeshdi Masim Oylem Azeh. Do we have something like that Oylem Azeh? Three great mispalim that if you got them together, they could bring Mashiach. Reb Chiya Ubanav. Reb Chiya was so great, and his children, they would daven together. Gaza Rebbe Tanisa. So Rebbe was going to Tanis. Achsinu Reb Chiya Ubanav. He brought Reb Chiya Ubanav together. And why did he bring them? Why was he going to Tanis? What's going on over here? So there's a Toisvis. If you're going to look on it here in the Amud Beis, you're never going to find it, because it's a bit of a misprint. It's here on Bei Vav Amud Aleph. If you look on the second Toisvis, it says Ukminul Bnei Shloshtan Kedidorish Bemedrish the Betanis Tzibur Tanis Tzibur Yordov Neateva Shloisha Yemachabit 3 to be Yordov Neateva. I don't know exactly what that means, if they're going to be Chazonim simultaneously, but Yemachabit where you three send all three of them to the Amud. So therefore, the three are together. That's what you do on a Yom Tanis. And even though there was no reason to be going to Tanis on this day, he took them all three because he wanted the koyach of their tefillahs to bring Mashiach. So he was going to Tanis. He brought Reb Chiya and his children. Omar, and he was machabed them to daven. So then Reb Chiya recited in the Shemoneh Esrei, in the Shlibach Tzibach, in the Chazor Shishat, he said, Masha Baruch, Menosh Vezika. And then the wind started blowing. Oh, Mamayda Goshev, the awesome Mitran, it started pouring rain. Kimotel Meimah, now when it came to Machaya Mesim, Rogesh Almez, he's getting closer and closer to the word Machaya Mesim, the whole world shook. Ami Merakia, so then up in Shemayim, they announced, Man Goli Razi Ba'alma. Who gave out the sod that when you have three great tzaddikim like Reb Chiya Ubanav that they're going to go from the Amid, Mashiach is going to come, the whole world is shaking already. So who was the one that was Megala this, Roz this sod? Ami Elio, Elio Nabi, he was the one that said that these three together, Reb Chiya Ubanav, are like the dugma of the Avos HaKadoshim. When they daven together, they can do tremendous yeshuas. So Asiyu the Elio, so they brought Elio Nabi there up in Shemayim, and Machiu, Shitin, Pulsi, Denura. Rashi says, Pulsi means like Pech, giving Makis. They gave him 60 Makis of Nura of fire. Awesome, so therefore, Eliyahu Navi learned his lesson, and he realized, I got to stop this immediately. Idmi lei, idmi lehu, kiduva denura. He immediately put on a masquerade as if he was a fiery bear, Ol Benayu, and then he went into the Bismedish, and you can imagine, everybody was afraid. Oh, the Tardino, and therefore everybody disbanded, and therefore the Mashiach did not come, unfortunately. Then we have one more story. He says, Yimar Shmuel Yarchino'a. Rashi says, Shmuel Yarchino'a is the famous Shmuel that we have every day in Shas, Rabin Shmuel. How did he get the name Yarchino'a? Because he was a Bokin, not only was a great scholar and a great doctor, but he also an astronomer, and that's why the Gemara says, they're familiar to me, the Shvili, the paths up in the heavens, like the paths here in Nerda. So what does that mean, that he was familiar with the paths of heaven? Says Rashi that he was a baki in how you are ma'aber chadoshim. That's why the word Yarchino comes from the word Yera, comes from the word which was referring to the month. If you look at Rashi, Shmuel Yachino, go up about 10, 15 lines of Rashi, Shmuel Yachino, Shmuel Bar Abba, Chavir Shul Rab, Asha Yabaki Besoido Ibor, you know all the Ibor, Kin Amrinan Bepsach Shul Shoshana, Amma Shmuel Yachilna, Letkune Kula Galusa, I would be able to Masakim for the Gantz of Golas for all the years, in other words, make a Luach just like a hill made, Hill Azokim made, I could also make such a Luach because I was familiar. So currently Yachino, that's why he called Yachino, because he could tell you exactly which month. When do we ma'abr shonim, ma'abr chadoshim, etc. Anyway, so Shmuel Yachino, Shmuel was Asya the Rebbe, he was the doctor of Rebbe. Havacholish Rebbe Einei, Rebbe had a problem with his eyes. Amalei, so Shmuel said, no problem, imel chosama, I'll put in an ointment in your eyes and that'll take care of it. Amalei leichilna, I wouldn't be able to withstand the pain, I cannot do that, no. Ashel Misha, you know what I'll do? I'll put a cream on the outside of the eyelids, and that will settle somehow into the eyes, and that'll do the trick. I can't take that either. No, that's too potent for me. So it says, Shmuel said, I have an eitzah. Have a moisele begufsa disamni, tachas tusei beisadja, v'itzi. What he did was, he took this ointment, which was so potent, and he put it underneath the pillow where Rebbe would put his head, and it was so strong, Rashi says, that it pierced through the pillow, pierced through the back of his head, through the cranium, through his brain, all the way until his eyes, the itzi, and he became healed once again. Have a kamitzai, Rebbe the Mizrachi. Rebbe, as in terms of his hakara satoiv, he saw how great Shmuel was, not only in learning, it's after all the chavrusa to a certain extent of Rav, and he was so great in medicine, and he was so great in Ibri Yerochim, etc.
He was a doctor.
So he wanted to go and give him smicha. Every time he wanted to do it, the last Rashi says, whenever he tried to call together, let's do it. For some reason, they weren't able to do a hachtara, so he was not ordained after all. Amalei, so Shmuel said to Rebbe, don't be upset. I saw the sefer of Adam Arishain, and it says in it, Shmuel Yarchino Chakim Yiskari, the Rebbe Lo Yiskari. He will be called a Chacham, and he will not be called a Rebbe. In other words, he's not going to get smicha. Rashi says, what sefer of Adam Arishain? And elsewhere in the Gemara it says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Arishain Dor Dor V'Dorshav, Dor Dor V'Seifrav, Dor Dor V'Chachamav. So there was some sort of safe Adam Rishon had with a listing of all future Chacham of all generations. About me, it says I'm going to be a Chacham, but then I'm not going to be called Rabbi. And Vasu the Rabbi Al Yodoy and Tehei. And it also says that the refuahs for Rabbi will be through me. I will be his doctor. We'll stop over here. The next shtickle is related to this, but it'll take a few more minutes. I'll mention it tomorrow.
Shmuel had a similar thing with Rav when Rav came to Bavel.
Have a good.